No, what age are you seen as being old? 65? 60? How about 50? By the way, happy birthday to Paul McLean this morning. Paul McLean's 50th birthday today. Happy birthday, Paul. According to Stormont, those in their 50s can be classed as an older person. It comes from a response to the Irish News from the Office of the First and Deputy First Minister when asked what they class as an older person. Stormont is currently finalising its active ageing strategy. If this is right, this means I'm going to be old in 8 years. I'm 41 now. Goodness sake. I can't count in here. 9 years. The commentator, Malachy O'Doherty. Morning to you, Malachy.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning, good morning.
Unless I'm old enough to be your father.
Yes. And the journalist, yes. And the journalist, Emma Wolfe. Good morning to you, Emma.
Good morning. Oh, good. I'm young enough to be both your daughters. How lovely.
Tell me 50 isn't old, Emma.
I'm afraid 50 is old. 50 is half a century, Stephen. No matter how optimistic we try to be, there's wear and tear, you know. As you get older, the body starts to break down. Why do things start to fall apart if it's not old? The fact is that in biological terms or in evolutionary terms, we're pretty much redundant at this age, by the age of 50. And you know, you can put a brave face on it, but I think we could all agree that 50 is pretty old.
Malachy,
how old are you, Emma?
I'm in my 30s.
Oh, you're in your 30s, and you think 50 is old. So you think that you have another 20 years of useful life left to you at most, and that after that you're redundant and burnt out?
I think people in their old age can be very useful and very creative, but I don't think we can pretend that in your 50s, you're not young and it's not middle age. It's old.
Well, no, it is not. It is about middle age. If you expect, well, I mean, people can live to be 100. I think we're in danger of falling into traps of just playing with words and what words mean. The reality is that 50, I mean, goodness me, I mean, you just appall me by what you just said. I mean, you may at a certain age think that 50 is some kind of remote distant space in which you will be useless, in which you will be redundant, that's the word that you used, and you'll be showing wear and tear. But for goodness sake, I mean, I'm 13 years beyond 50, and I can remember certainly waking up on my 50th birthday and thinking, oh God, what's to be happy about? I'm getting old, because from certain perspectives you are. But actually, you know, an awful lot of people are still living fit and active lives and creative lives in their 50s, 60s, 70s and 80s.
I completely agree. I agree. But I'm just, my father's in his late 80s and is very, very fit.
Yeah, well, then what is the point in prescribing people of 50 as redundant?
No. I'm just saying, in evolution...
Well, it's the word you used, Emma. Redundant. Think about that. Think about you writing off half the population as redundant.
No, I'm talking about, in evolutionary terms, the reason that we go through, that women go through the menopause and that men need things like Viagra is because God did not invent us to go on forever and ever and ever. In actual fact, after we've gone through a childbearing age, human beings are redundant after the age of 50 or so.
Well, they are redundant if the only thing that they have to do in life is produce babies, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but that is an incredibly limited and restrictive view of human purpose and human
Malachy, there was a survey last year which found that women in Britain start to feel invisible by the age of 46. From a female perspective. But from a female perspective, by the age of 50, you're pretty much on the scrap heap. And that's the truth.
Well, which scrap heap? Are you talking about the mating game? Is that what you're talking about? When you say women feel invisible at 46... Who are they invisible to? I don't think they're invisible to each other. They're not invisible to me.
Life, in terms of their careers, in terms of their biological usefulness, women, as they age, possibly not so for men, but as women age, they become less and less visible.
And you're not doing them any favours by describing them as redundant and burned out and finished. I mean, when
we can fix everything else about our bodies. We can diet, we can do hair dye, we can have surgery. But age is the only thing that you can't fix. And, you know, that's the truth about it.
You will meet people in their 20s and 30s who are burnt out and who are tired and who have no purpose in life and who are sick and who are unfortunate in all many ways. And you will equally meet people in their 80s and 90s who are fit and nimble and virile and sexually active, since you bring that into it as well.
Listen, I don't think there's anything wrong with being old. I think we should embrace it. But I think that we have to be honest. Youth is, you know, when you're young, teens, 20s. Middle age is probably in your 40s, but there's no point pretending that in your 50s you're young. You're not. There's nothing wrong with being old.
I wouldn't want to be young. I'm 63.
You wouldn't want to be young.
I don't believe that. We'd all like to go back a few decades.
No, I would not want to. I know. When I think back to my 20s and 30s and teens, they weren't times that I was any happier than I am now. This is close on.
But you'd have longer to live, wouldn't you?
No, I would have longer to live, but I'm wiser than I was then. I'm less of a nuisance to myself and to other people than I was then. Clement Freud said the only thing I envy him.
And that's why they...
I'm serious. You think I'm being...
young.
Well, you need your youth to acquire wisdom and maturity and experience. You know, and you don't get to being old without being young first. But you're better off with the maturity and wisdom and... the calmer emotions, so it might not sound like it this morning, that you have in your later years. No, I mean, people, I'm appalled at what I'm hearing, but if I mix with people of my own generation and my own age, and we talk, and we write, and we chat, and we drink, and we make love, and we have happy, contented lives, and we're looking forward to a time when many of the pressures will be off us.
And you can do all that when you're old, that's fine. But I don't think we should pretend that we're young. I think that it moves up.
I'm not pretending I'm young.
We all claim that youth and middle age last longer and longer. I mean,
I don't. I am absolutely emphatic. I am not pretending to be young. If I woke up tomorrow morning and found that I was 25 with the body and head and mind and heart that I had when I was 25, I'd be appalled. It's the last thing in the world I would want.
I'd love to wake up tomorrow and be 25.
I'd love to be young again. I'd love to be 18, 19, 20 again. I really, I do things a lot differently, but I'd love to be young again.
Well,
really,
if you could give me the body of a 25-year-old with a head of the head that I have now, then yes.
So there you go. You're admitting that the body does break down.
Of course. Look, there's no secret about the fact that the body deteriorates. But there are ways in which you can keep the body fit and nimble.
If we had a car or anything that was 50 years old, we would admit that that was old. It's just that the human body, by the age of 50, you've been around...
You're knackered.
...a long time.
Exhausted.
Knackered.
Well, I am fitter now than I was 10 years ago. Certainly, I accept that I will be dead and probably in about 30 years... And I accept that my body is not as fit and strong as it was when I was 25, but it certainly is fitter and stronger than it was when I was 55.
Do you not think it's all the wisdom that you acquire when you get older? And certainly for me, I'm a lot calmer. And people might not believe this, listen to this radio show over recent days, but I'm a lot calmer. In my own mind and in my own kind of soul than I was in my 20s. And I just wish that I had the youth and the vitality, but the knowledge and the experience that I have now, I wish I had had then.
Well, you know what you learn if you get older? You learn that the most important, the most mature thing to do most of the time is to do nothing. You know that thing when you're young and you just overreact to everything and you always think
exactly.
You're doing stuff?
Do you know what I learned?
The best thing.
Here's what I learned. Walk away from wasters. Actually, look wasters in the face and say, "Do you know you? I don't like you. Get out of my life. Go, go. You don't put up with them." And the other thing you learn as you get older is this: you don't do what you don't want to do. You see all of this stuff when you're young, where you think you have to say yes to everything and you have to do things. No. Just don't do what you don't want to do, Malachy. Right?
Well, I end up working more than I should, I suppose. But I mean, all of us in this line of business tend to, or either that or not work at all. I suppose what I think of when I think about the fact that I'm 63 years old and that time is running out maybe faster than it seemed to you earlier. I mean, you do have a perspective on time which changes. Time seems to accelerate. The last decade seems to have gone a lot quicker than the decade before it, and so on. But you do adjust.
When you're a child, it takes ages. A year seems to stretch for a very, very long time, whereas nowadays, every time you turn around, it seems to be Christmas again.
Here's Joanne in Belfast. Morning, Joanne.
Stephen, I'm totally speechless. I don't even know the girl's name, and I apologise for that.
Emma.
But I'm speechless, Emma. I'm speechless at her attitude. But one thing that you do learn...
Why? What's wrong with her attitude?
Her attitude is condescending. I realise that when you get older, that you think a lot more about being rude to people and being hurtful. And I think the younger generation, I know she's in her 30s, but obviously I'll be 50 next year, and I don't really want to be 50. And we make a joke in work about, oh God, well, I don't want to be 50. But, you know, it's a fact, but I'm not old. I don't consider myself. I have a 10-year-old son, I have a 17-year-old son. I run my own business. My business partner will be 70 next year, and she works damn hard. And she's capable of working hard.
Well,
and she doesn't want to be old. She doesn't class herself as being old.
Can I just clarify? I'm not using the term old as abusive at all.
But you are. Do you know what you should do, Emma? You should record your conversation and listen to yourself, because you are being rude. And you are pigeonholing people. No, but you are. It is abuse.
What's the alternative to getting old? The alternative to getting old is to be dead. I think getting old, I think age is a beautiful thing. My father...
Well, why do you have to put people, because they get to a certain age, into this little slot where you think they belong?
We're debating when we get old. It's not the term of abuse. I don't mean it as a term of abuse. I think to
Well, you
old,
should listen to yourself, because you sound as if you're standing on this superior platform
with getting old,
to
which
everyone else, and you're not. You're not.
Look,
you could say you've
just admitted that you don't particularly want to turn 50. That's understandable.
Well,
I don't want to turn 50
because I don't. It's just. I suppose it's a joke thing.
Yes.
Because 50 sounds. Sounds a lot of numbers, but I don't feel old. I don't feel old.
Come on, Joanne. Of course you feel. I'm 41. I feel old already. There's some.
Do you know why you feel old, Stephen? Because every day of your life, you beat yourself up. You don't rejoice in the good things that you have, and that the career
That's
that
not
you
fair.
Have, and that you have. He does feel. You mustn't listen to his show. You mustn't listen
to. I'm always on it.
Sorry.
I just feel, Joanne, that you do. You get tireder, and you kind of, I don't know. There's some madman, and I'm going to do it. But there's some madman. I was in the gym yesterday, right? Because that's the other thing. This endless battle with food is driving me insane, right? And I was in the gym yesterday, and I was near killing myself. And this guy came up to me, and he's convinced me now to start learning kickboxing. Do you know this UFC? This kickboxing.
So I'm
going to try to learn how to start kickboxing on Monday of next week. And I got into the house last night, and I thought, it's not well done. I thought to myself, have I lost the plot? I'm now in my 40s. I can hardly walk anymore. And I'm actually going to try to kickbox. Like, I'm just past it.
Said you can hardly walk.
I'm quite
frankly
past it.
How about we think, Stephen? Well, are you walking better now than you were in February?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
But there are downsides to getting fit, let me tell you.
No, there aren't.
Let me tell you, there are.
Well, it depends on how you went about it, Stephen. I don't think there are downsides to getting fit. I think if there was, you know, if fitness could be encapsulated in a pill and you were made to swallow it, it would be the miracle drug of all time.
We would all take it. We would all take that pill.
Yeah. I'll tell you. Well, I'm not sure if I should tell you the downside I have to getting fit or not, but...
Yeah.
Well, maybe save us that one, Stephen, because it sounds as if it might be alarming.
But in terms of age, I think there's a reality that older people are aware of that younger people aren't.
Yes.
And that is that mentally you tend to feel about 35 after 35, no matter what age you are.
You see the problem?
And sometimes you catch a look at yourself in the mirror and you see the grey beard and you see the wee lines in your
face. I can't stand that.
The white
hair.
Inside your own internal space, in your own head, you just go on feeling 35 forever.
Oh, I'm deeply traumatised when I go to the hairdresser now, and because I know I've got grey hair, right? But I am deeply traumatised when I see it falling off my head. It's kind of like, when they shave your head number two.
I am dreading finding my first grey hair. I am dreading it.
You've probably dyed all over.
Boo-hoo. There's worse things in life than that.
Well, my wife has just let the dye grow out of her hair in the last year, and she now has a silver head of hair, and she looks better than she has for years, and everywhere she goes people are complimenting her on it and saying, you look beautiful, you look gorgeous. I would never have had the courage to do that. Look at Christine Lagarde, the woman at the IMF. look at some of the other personalities who have let their hair be natural and not dye it.
Sure, Malachy, Stephen's got a great head of grey hair.
I don't like it, though. I really don't like it.
People get, what do you get called?
This is Vinny. He just tends to pop in when he wants to. He's a wannabe radio presenter, Malachy.
Silver Fox, right, okay. Some people would refer, but I don't know, you maybe be a badger, or what would we call him? I don't know. Not a fox, anyway.
You see,
I think it's such a, it makes you look distinguished.
But you see, I do, young Vincent, when I see you, it reminds me how immature you are when you're your age.
What do you mean?
Well, that's exactly what I mean. You're kind of
You're not that much older than me.
I am.
I'm 32.
Yes.
And I had no grey hair until I started working on this programme.
But you see, there's the point, and surely Malachy and Emma, you will agree with me on this. There's a huge difference. There seems to be more than 8 years difference between 32 and 40. You just fundamentally change.
You
fundamentally change. You fundamentally change at 40. I think so, yes.
You absolutely.
I think
do.
People
realize
make.
The fragility. You start to realize that actually we're not invincible.
Like, I'm being serious, Vinny.
But it's more than that, Emma. It's much richer than that. People do tend to make changes at the cusp of decades. I understand Joanne being depressed about being 50. Yeah, I was appalled about being 60. But actually, in the middle of a decade, you kind of calm down again and you become... But I do think that at 40, people do make very radical changes in their lives. And I did. I mean,
it's
I bought...
Positive thing.
Hmm?
It's positive.
It's not about decrepitude. It's not about decrepitude. It's about possibility. It's about realizing that you may have limited time you left, but you do have that.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. You see,
you have the energy and the.
But it's making the best of a bad job. It's making the best of a negative situation, which is that none of us want to get older, really.
I actually find this this conversation really, really interesting because, you know, there will be so many people listening today who have got past 40 now, and they can we can all ask ourselves the question: have we changed? And I would like to bet the majority of us. Listening, once you get to 40, you completely change. And then you've got these 20 and 30 year olds like you, Vinny, who kind of think to yourself, oh no, they're talking nonsense. And you know, you don't, because you don't feel it until it's happened.
I'm not sure that's true.
You live in la la la.
I think that there is a difference between being 22 and 32. It's not as extreme, maybe, as being in your 60s. But I do think I'm a very different person now than I was when I was in my early 20s.
But also, Vinny, different for men. It really is different for men.
Why so?
Women have to be more aware of all that stuff.
Oh, no, don't start that. He's so vain. Listen, he's worse than a woman.
Vinny can carry on having children until he's in his 60s. Do you know what I mean? It really is fine.
Children in their 60s. I mean,
But it's really interesting.
For goodness sake, I think you've got such a bleak view of life after for your own fertility. I mean, is your whole meaning in life determined by your fertility? Is that what it is?
Exactly.
Because if it is, then it will be over at 40. That's the news. But, I mean, you will still have 50 more years of life that you will have to come to terms with. Do you understand me? I mean, if you're going to think that your fertility and your ability to have a child is the thing that defines you as a human being, then you're going to have another 40 or 50 years.
Malachy, you're putting words in my mouth.
I don't think I am.
Aging is a different process for women and for men. Let's just be honest.
Well, it's not. It is a bit. Yes, obviously, we're biologically different. But, I mean, men lose their virility. When Vinny talks about being different at 32 and at 22, I mean, I'm sure that is reflected also in what he might call sexual prowess or virility.
Well, men reach their sexual peak at 18 and women reach
I never mentioned anything about my sexual peak. Thanks, though, Malachy.
That's the thing. That's the thing with me. Seriously.
He does have a point, though.
But the thing with me... Well,
don't go there, because I can tell from your face where you're going to go.
It's awful.
Do you feel old, Stephen?
Yes. But it's not...
Stephen,
do you
not
think, though?
Old.
But it's not just... I go back to this. It's not just about how you change physically when you get old. There is something clicks inside. And when Malachy said it this morning, there's something clicks inside your head. You see, when Malachy says you start to get a sense of time running out, that didn't happen to me until 1 year ago. 1 year, when I hit 40.
But do you think that's because you've spent the last 20 years working 24/7, 7 days a week?
Quite possibly.
And work was all you did.
But here's the score. Whether the...
Shut up!
Get rid of my ear in here.
Change your priorities.
Whether the BBC likes it or not, I'm going to America 4 or 5 times a year. Why? Because I now have a finite amount of time in my life to do what I want to do. So I'm going.
And do you remember when they got rid of Chris Moyles and they got Nick Grimshaw in?
Yes.
That's so depressing. He was 38 or something and they just got rid of him.
But that's different, though, because Radio 1 has a certain audience they're supposed to aim for, and Chris was too old for that.
No, but he didn't feel old. He didn't feel old, and he was basically put out to pasture, and that is a depressing thing.
And the big thing also about getting older is, seriously, you just don't do what you don't want to do anymore. You just kind of think, you know what, what's the point? You don't.
The big thing, Stephen, is that you reach a point at which you, if you look ahead as far as you can remember back, then it's over, right? Okay. You reach a point where you can encapsulate the whole span of your life within your imagination. You can't do that at 20. You can do it at 40, because if you can remember back to being 5 years old, you remember ahead to being 85, and it's done, right? So that is what changes your whole perspective in life. But that gives you a sense of the value of life. And you're saying, yes, I mean, I have to go to America and I have to do these things and do it, and that's your way of doing it. Let's think about what Martina Purdy has just done in going into a convent. Yeah. But essentially, you do come to a point in life where, on the one hand, this is serious in a way that has never quite been serious before because you are mortal.
Yeah.
But it is also about the small things. It is about valuing the small things in life.
Yeah. No.
And I mean, one of the most exaggerated.
I'm getting interested. I'm getting interested in trees. Like if someone had said this to me a few years ago, that's a type of thing Crawley or Crothers would say. So I'm actually getting interested in trees. I'm getting interested in looking at the sky. I'm getting interested in looking at the world. I actually did not see the world when I was Vinny's age. I didn't see it around me.
Because you're too busy working.
I was too busy being ambitious.
Because your priorities were different. You thought it was important to work as hard as you could to get to where you are. But you're there now, so it's easier for you to say that.
No, I'm not ambitious anymore. That's the other thing. I'm genuinely not.
Because how much further did you want to go?
Well, there's so much further you could go. I've just turned down a big, big, big lot of money.
What for?
To leave this radio programme.
And go where?
I'm not telling you. But
well,
I did.
You can't just say that and
well,
not say
I'm telling
anymore.
You I did.
Within the BBC?
I'm telling you I did.
Was it Talkback?
And what
did you turn down Talkback?
Turned down Talkback a long time ago. Here's Jack. Good morning, Jack.
Jack. Here you are.
Yes, Jack.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
My definition of getting old is when you start getting symptoms where you used to get urges. As simple as that.
Oh, dear. Symptoms when you used to get urges.
Let's not go any further than that one. Next call.
Yeah. William in Belfast. Good morning, William.
Good morning, Stephen.
I don't think Jack can get it up anymore. That's short what he was saying.
You can't say that.
That's exactly what he was saying.
No,
go ahead,
you can't
William.
Say that. I apologise for him.
Look up.
What's that?
Hello, I'm upstairs.
Hello?
Yes, William.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I'm 71. This is 56 years non-stop working. My wife is 72. We've just had 4 weeks in Spain. We're in the med every morning. You're talking the biggest lot of nonsense. I have a son at 49, and if he talked like you, I'm telling you, I would be worried. Dimbleby still working, 76. Andrew Neil, 66. John Humphrey.
Name me a woman. Name me a woman in her 70s who's still on television. Go on.
Angela Rippon's never off it. Gloria Honeyford's never off it. Catch yourself on, wise up. I forgot more than you know. Just nonsense you're talking. When you get to 50, I'll tell you what Stephen wants to do. Instead of studying trees, he wants to study a nice 40-year-old lady and maybe keep you younger.
There you go.
Okay.
That could be the answer to your problem.
There's a way of answering that, isn't there?
Well,
do you think it's right?
Not for today.
Here's Malachy in Belfast. Good morning, Malachy.
Hey, Stephen.
Good morning.
Just listen to all you Asians gibbering on and on and on like old people. I'm over 50, and
yes.
I have to say, you're probably only as good as the woman you feel, as they say. I have, I'm better looking than I was when I was 20. I'm fitter than I was when I was 20. I'm better looking than probably all you sitting on.
You're not fitter than you were when you were 20.
Absolutely.
No, you're not, because your arteries are starting to clog up. Your bones are starting to get more brittle. Your hair's falling out. All your hair is probably going grey.
My hair is 100%.
Your skin's less elastic.
You stick me in your TV show and ask young women, would they like to wear the tape with me? And I guarantee the phones won't stop.
You certainly got confidence, mate.
I'll tell you what, I can guarantee it.
Do me a favour, Malachy. I get Vinny to get a picture of you and we'll tweet the picture out right now. And we'll put it up on our Facebook page. Have we still got Facebook?
Yes, we do. Facebook.com/TheNolanShow. Send it in to me, Malachy.
How do I not know if we have Facebook if I'm the presenter?
Well, you don't know anything.
Malachy, thank you. Emma, thank you. Good morning to you. You've got a very white ginger beard, actually. It's half ginger and half white.
I had no white in my hair until I met you.
How can you have a ginger and a white beard?
It's multi-talented. TV tonight.
It
you
is.
Almost forgot.
10:35 BBC One.
Watch UTV Live, Paul Clark. Same time.
Don't watch Paul Clark.